In a world obsessed with shortcuts and overnight success, the Daily Laws offer something radically different, a return to the ancient wisdom of mastery through daily practice. This collection of meditations builds day by day into a comprehensive philosophy of personal development that has quietly transformed the lives of elite performers across industries. What makes these teachings so powerful is their unflinching honesty about human nature combined with practical wisdom you can apply immediately. The book doesn't just inform, it transforms, guiding you through the universal stages of growth that all masters throughout history have followed. At its core lies a profound truth. Real power comes not from manipulating others, but from mastering yourself. We are each born with unique genetic qualities that manifest as primal attractions, things naturally drawing our interest from childhood. These are random preferences, but signposts pointing toward your life's task, your authentic purpose. Consider Marie Curie, fascinated at age 4 by her father's laboratory instruments, later recognizing her vocation in an actual laboratory. Or Temple Grandin, who transformed her autism into her perfect calling, developing extraordinary insights into animal behavior. Your life's task often reveals itself through childhood obsessions and natural limitations rather than obvious strengths. Paths chosen for money, fame, or approval inevitably lead to emptiness. When your field doesn't align with your deepest inclinations, fulfillment remains elusive despite external success. Every master passes through an apprenticeship phase lasting 5 to 10 years. This self-directed journey receives little attention because it contains no great achievements. The goal is transforming yourself from naive to skilled. You must submit to your field's reality before mastering it enough to eventually rewrite the rules. Choose work offering the greatest learning possibilities. Practical knowledge pays dividends for decades, far more valuable than any temporary pay increase. Find the proper mentor. This relationship is the most efficient learning method ever created. Through intense person-to-person interaction, you absorb powerful thinking approaches adaptable to your spirit. Research shows approximately 10,000 hours of quality practice, equivalent to 7 to 10 years of sustained effort, is needed to reach expertise in any field. This represents when the brain organizes vast information and becomes truly creative with it. As skills become internalized, creativity emerges naturally. What blocks creativity isn't lack of talent, but attitude. Anxiety makes you conservative with knowledge. Instead, grow bolder as your skills deepen. True mastery means getting to the inside of things. You begin on the outside, seeing only appearances and learning basic rules through practice. With persistence, you move inside where everything comes alive. The chessboard or piano becomes part of you. Great athletes appear to have eyes in the back of their head because they've moved inside the game. The creative process follows a consistent pattern. Begin with open-ended dreaming, connecting your project with powerful emotions. Develop knowledge across diverse fields to enable more mental connections. Never settle into complacency. Cultivate productive dissatisfaction and embrace uncertainty. Finally, embrace slowness as a virtue. Whether your project takes months or years, resisting the natural impatience to finish is your most powerful action for developing creative strength. The game of power mirrors historical aristocratic courts, where courtiers served masters without seeming servile while outmaneuvering rivals. Today's paradox persists. We must appear civilized while recognizing that excessive fairness disadvantages us against those who play by different rules. When pleasing others, avoid flaunting talents that might trigger insecurity. Instead, enhance your master's brilliance by publicly attributing your ideas to them and aligning advice with their thinking. Power concentrates in small groups, often not with official title holders. Cardinal Richelieu understood this. Real influence lay not with King Louis XIII, but with the king's mother. by aligning with her, he rapidly ascended the ranks. In social dynamics, appearances determine judgments. Your reputation serves as your shield, controlling others' perceptions. Identical actions may be viewed as either brilliant or terrible, depending entirely on who performs them. The primary law of human nature is our denial that we have one. We see irrationality and narcissism in others, never ourselves. Yet we all evolved from the same source, with nearly identical brains wired to experience the world emotionally as our ancestors did. We remain unaware of our ideas' origins. Without clarity about your shadow side, you stay in denial about your narcissism, emotional reactivity, and false sense of superiority. Most of your ideas aren't truly yours, but come from teachings, internet content, and social conformity. In groups, we unconsciously revert to primitive thinking. We become insecure about others' opinions, feel pressure to conform, and imitate appearances and ideas. Like our primate relatives, we obsess over status and hierarchy, constantly concerned about respect. Interactions trigger emotional turmoil because we judge people, wishing they were different. Instead, see people as neutral phenomena, fascinating varieties in the human garden. Work with what they offer rather than resisting them. Make understanding people an enjoyable puzzle, part of the human comedy. Seduction extends beyond romance into advertising, marketing, politics, and entertainment. The core dynamic remains consistent, casting a spell that creates enchantment. Like captivating films, seduction takes people on emotional journeys, fulfilling childhood desires to be swept away. Physical beauty isn't required. Seduction is a psychological game anyone can master. Seducers view life as theater, moving fluidly between personas, unbound by fixed identity. This freedom attracts others because people crave fantasy, not more reality. Approach each person as an undiscovered country with unique psychological chemistry. Begin by abandoning your natural biases and embracing flexibility. Transform conversations by listening more than speaking and showing genuine curiosity. Despite society's efforts to remove behavioral restrictions, this only diminishes seduction's excitement. Reintroduce the thrill of transgression. Seduction thrives on obstacles and boundaries to cross. Even in permissive societies, limits always exist. Sacred cows, behavioral standards, unspoken rules, all providing ammunition for stirring the transgressive impulse. The quality of your mind depends on your daily thoughts. Circling the same obsessions creates an arid mental landscape. Instead, radiate your mind outward by connecting to the cosmic sublime, encounters with anything that embodies the infinite. Most people avoid thoughts of death, but its inevitability should remain in our consciousness. Understanding life's brevity fills us with purpose and urgency. Confronting mortality helps us manage setbacks with perspective about what truly matters. Try viewing the world as if seeing everything for the last time. The people around us, everyday sights and sounds, the view outside our window. Imagine these continuing without you. Then feel yourself brought back to life. Those same details will appear transformed, no longer taken for granted. The daily practice of mastery isn't about perfection, but presence, being fully engaged with the moment and your unique path. Each day offers a new opportunity to reconnect with your life's task, deepen skills through deliberate practice, and expand your vision beyond ordinary concerns.